considers admits of quotation. "The theory of evolution," writes the professor, "is now universally accepted by zoologists and botanists, and it is applied unreservedly to a man. Some question, indeed, whether it fits his soul, but all agree it accounts for his body. Man, we are assured, is descended from ape-like ancestors, molded by circumstances into men, and these apes again were derived from ancestral forms of a lower order. And so, up from the primordial protoplasmic jelly. Clearly then, man, unless the order of the universe has come to an end, will undergo further modification in the future, and at last cease to be man, giving rise to some other type of animated being. Advance, the fascinating questions arise. What will this being be? Let us consider for a little the plastic influences at work upon our species. Just as the bird is the creature of the wing and is all molded and modified to flying, and just as the fish is the creature that swims and has had to meet the inflexible conditions of a problem in hydrodynamics, so man is the creature of the brain. He will live by intelligence and not by...